Mr. Robert, Reel 3. Now, after you'd finished your training at Dumfries and Ayr, I believe you went to Falmouth. I don't know whether you know when you went down there, but they can look that up. What do you remember about your time at Falmouth? You weren't there long, were you?
No, we only went there to go on the destroyer, the Campbelltown, which was an old American destroyer converted to a German destroyer.
So it had the appearance of a German.
The appearance of a German destroyer, and we were on that.
Now, what brief? Could you tell me what briefing you had before the raid? You know, so you knew
we went down there. We knew we were going somewhere, but we didn't know where. And we were just doing...
I mean, when you sort of got down to Falmouth, what briefing you got?
We were kept out of sight in some respects, you know. We didn't have them all clustered on the destroyer's bow or deck or, you know, perhaps you have three or four. You think they were going out into the channel or whatever.
And what briefing did... that's what I'm trying to get at. What did they tell you of the plan of what you were going to do at Saint-Nazaire?
We were trying to guess where we were going.
You didn't know.
We didn't know.
What did they tell you about what you were going to do then? Do you see what I mean? They must have told you what you were meant to do.
Well, it was a naval plus commando... naval personnel on the destroyer to man the destroyer, as it were, and we were the commandos who we were on that destroyer. That was our base, the destroyer.
But what were you meant to do? Do you see what you may not have known you were going to send
We didn't there. Know what we were going to do.
But did they not practice you in what you were going to do when you got there?
No, we'd done all that. They had these small squads of demolition who'd been doing all the... What would happen... The docks at Saint-Nazaire. The docks at Saint-Nazaire were more or less same as the docks at Southampton. The huge dock was the same, and they used to go down there and place their explosives on all the key points.
Now, had you done any of that?
Hmm?
Had you done any of that?
I hadn't done any.
You weren't in a demolition party then?
They had demolition parties. But they've been going on courses.
But you weren't in one of them?
I weren't in one of them, no.
Now, what was your role going to be?
Well, each demolition party had commandos who would... What's the word?
Protecting them.
A protective force we were. Our job on the destroyer. And then it was converted to a German class destroyer when we were sailing through the Bay of Biscay Channel and Bay of Biscay.
What other things had happened? Because there were some other adaptions, weren't there? Besides, it looked like a German. They'd also put a whole lot of explosives aboard it. Were you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, in there were 40 depth charges linked together in the bow. I know about this. And it was concreted over. And fuses were laid for the explosives to go up at a certain time. But they only were put on when we were in San Jose, you know, see what I mean?
The fuses were only set when you got there.
They were put on later. And as we were billeted on that concrete, 40 depth charges, I think it's equivalent to about 400 pounds of explosives. But hell of a do that. It would be more than 400 pounds. Well, 40 depth charges, you know, I don't know what that were. So many tons. And then we were getting to know each other, you know, the naval people and all. They had a naval captain of the destroyer. They had an overall commander. It was a naval chap. One were called Captain Ryder. He was. Then we had our colonel over the commando lads, the army.
And your colonel was
Colonel Newman, Charles Newman.
Did you see anything of Colonel Charles Newman? I mean, what did you think of him? Had you met him or?
Yeah. Oh,
what
yeah,
was he
great,
like?
Great fella.
In what way?
Well, he was approachable. He was a good mixer with his troops. You know, he could go to any, if he had a complaint or not. He had a good second in the command.
Who was that?
Called Major Copeland, Bill Copeland, who was apparently in the last war or something akin to that. He was in the last war, he said.
What was so good about him as second in command? What you particularly noticed?
Well,
him?
As I say, they were both approachable, and they always put, you know, the service man, the man in the street, if you like. Oh, we always put him, the rookie or whatever you want to call him, always put them before themselves. They were always the last. If we were on a route march, the men, the book private, sat down to a meal before they did. Everything all right? Come round, yes, everything, what else? And then they went on their way. But they made sure you knew everything that was going on. And you see, when we got to know we were going to San Jose, we saw these maps, like made, where we were going.
And when did you get them? Before you left?
On the way.
Now, anything else about the adaptions to the Campbelltown? Anything else?
The Campbelltown, they were stripped of all the heavy guns. Because when they were going into San Jose, they had to go through these sandbags. And they could only go there or get through on them on what they called a neap tide. N-E-E-P, a neap tide, which was the highest tide they could get. And it only come up this certain time we were going, supposedly to go in. We had to be there going in on a neap tide. And we were just scraping the bottom then, because all the guns, they took off. And we only had, I think it was a 12-pounder on the front of the bow.
Now, were you aware of the other parts of the plan, the motor launches and the MTBs?
Well, we weren't, as we only knew our position. All the motor launches they are commandos as a protection party, we're naval. And they had extra petrol tanks put on, so we, when they'd done the raid, we could come back out and take us back home, because the destroyer had been blown up.
Were you involved? There was a practice on, of the raid at Southampton Docks. Were you involved in that?
No.
So
no, the Southampton Dock one was especially for the demolition people, because the demolition they were going to do at Sanders Air was the same as what was in there as regards motor, all the big things, electric motors and all like that. That they were going to get blown up. But they used to do this in the dark.
So you didn't do that. What about secrecy? How strict were they on you? Were you allowed into the town?
No, we weren't allowed into the town. No, they kept you out of sight. They were saying, that's all right. They're just going out on a minesweeping job, Nobody knew we were going on to Sanders Air. There's something else about that destroyer.
Now, let's go to the actual raid then. You sailed on the 26th of March.
Well, we'll go on to through the English Channel and then the Bay of Biscay. And we're going until we're getting to the French coast.
Anything happened in the trip across?
We had there were some French fishing boats. We didn't know whether they would be wiring Germans or what. And anyhow, apparently they sunk them and took the crews off at first, and then made sure that they got back, because there were two destroyers coming alongside, but that Tynecastle and Atherstone.
They were escorting.
But they, when we got near the French coast, they turned back, as it were. They'd done their job. They'd escorted it.
What was the trip like? Were you nervous going across?
Well, Bay of Biscay is always bloody nerve, Bay of Biscay, we've done so many hundred miles from Falmouth.
Was it rough weather?
Not that I noticed.
You weren't seasick?
No.
What about, were you nervous inside though, scared or worried?
Well, no, because we didn't know, what our job were, as it was. Our job was to...
Well, tell a story then. What happened then?
When we were coming through, we had to cut a boom. There was a submarine called a Sturgeon. It'd been going with us. And they to guide us in the estuary. There was the River Loire, but there's an estuary which we had to go for about 6 miles. But before we got into the estuary, as I said, there were these booms, sandbanks. There were a deterrent, if you like, and that's why they stripped them. We had to get over, and we were scraping the bottom. You know what I mean? Where are we going to get stuck? But we gradually inched our way through.
What happened next?
And then we started going up, and then we were getting signals from either side, the banks, where all the Germans were. What are you doing? or before that, when we were going in, we were flying the swastika flag. And when they had gone into Norway, they got these coded messages, which were using when the Germans were asking, "What are you doing?" and "What are you doing?" And we were saying we were being on a channel sweep, or we were being in on a channel sweep.
Now, whereabouts were you and your party on the
I was on the deck, because at that time...
Whereabouts on the deck, you know?
Well, on the left-hand side.
Port side, front or back or middle?
Middle. They had the steel, 18-inch steel sheathing, plate. You could crouch down behind them. That was the only...
An eighth of an inch plate, do you mean? Or how thick was it?
Almond Pearson plate.
So, yeah.
Run right along the deck. And you got down on your positions. Then you're going up then, you're going up the river estuary. And you're getting these signals. Where are you going? Where are you going? Oh, we've been in a skirmish. We given back to the Germans, and the biggest thing was surprise. That's where we get blown out the water, and we were going on. We get these message, and we were going on, and not doing bad. We were creeping up, and then.
Now, just let me break it. Who was your? Your own officer, you know, the
Captain Roy. Captain Roy.
And he was with you?
He was our captain. He was in charge at the five through.
And what did you think of Captain Roy?
He was good.
What was he like?
He was a Scotch fella. Scotch, well. Yeah, he belonged somewhere in Scotland. But he was a good bloke.
How did he treat you?
Big six-footer, you know. When we used to go on schemes, he was in the front. You've got to keep up with me. Not me keep up with you. You've got to keep up with me, sort of thing.
So he led by example. What was his first name?
Roy, Captain Donald. And Donald Roy.
And who was your NCO for the troop? Or the main NCO, your sergeant?
We had an RSM called RSM Moss.
Moss?
Moss, M-O-S, double S.
You know his first name?
Alan.
And what was he like?
He was a good bloke. He came up out the ranks. Only just like us, but, you know, he soldier were in him. He sort of, he was a good bloke.
And he was a senior NCO in Five Troop.
Oh, a fella called, he just joined us, I thought, George James.
So he was a sergeant?
He was senior sergeant.
George Haynes?
Haynes. George Haynes.
And what was he like?
He was all right. Take him in little doses, you know.
Now,
well, they were all good blokes. They'd been living together. We got to know each other. You know, when we were, say, we're in Paignton, when we're in Ayr, when we're in Dumfries.
Now, so you were going up you'd got over the sandbank, you were going up, there were signals coming in from the Germans.
Then the searchlights had come on and they get another message, and then eventually another searchlight come on, and we were flying there, and somebody fired a shot.
Now, who fired the first shot? The Germans, I presume?
Germans, we had nothing to fire. We had that. When we took the heavy stuff off, the guns, we had Ehrlichan guns. which were good on repeating, but it was only light stuff.
And who was in firing them? The Navy?
The Navy.
So, where did the first shot come from, the Germans?
The Germans, eventually.
What happened when that first shot was fired?
And then they say, they put another searchlight on. And then we were firing to try and put the searchlight out.
So, the first shot, and that was it? It all started up, was it?
Well, I always used to say, don't write this. I thought they were drunk, the Germans. The heavy stuff, they had both sides, at the estuary, going up, that side and that side. They had these big guns, and they were firing, and, you know, we were in the middle. They were after the destroyer, because that was the biggest ship that were leading the MLs in.
And how accurate was their fire?
Well, we when you come to think, we didn't have any real heavy stuff. We were supposed to have an air raid while the planes were up here, like dropping bombs.
A diversionary air raid.
We were supposed to have.
Did you see it? Any sign of it?
No. Well, the pilot, he'd get different yarns, but he used to say, they were over the target, but they had the orders to come back because they didn't want to bomb the civilians in San Jose because there was a low-lying cloud and he couldn't see the target. So they might have one or two went on, but they turned back. But then when they turned back, when the MLs they were taking up their positions, and we were going hell for leather then.
Now, why did you think that the German gunners were drunk? What made you think that?
Well, you know, we should have been blown out of water. And the MLs were strung out behind us.
So the German fire was ineffective?
Well, I wouldn't say that. It was effective in some parts. But they didn't stop the destroyer. Full belt. They threw all the searchlights on then, and you like bloody New Brighton, you know. It was like daylight, and we were after us. And
now, what were you doing? Just crouching down?
We were just lying flat
on the port side.
Bren guns and whatever you had.
Were you returning fire then?
We had machine guns and things like that, but spasmodic.
Did you fire back at all?
Well, we let loose a few.
You did?
Yeah, but nothing. Nothing was coming. We rode the gauntlet, like, you know, bloody go on. And he would go, this fella, what was his name? He captain. He got a VC. 5 VCs he got on that raid. And so many gongs. No.
This is the captain of the Campbelltown. Was it Ryder? I forgot.
Campbelltown.
The captain of the Campbelltown, yeah.
Yes, he steered the old destroyer in. We had the dock gate about 27 knots.
What was the impact like?
It was a reinforced bow with and so they hit it and rolled it so that you embedded it in, but you went up like that, and then
so you went up on top of it slightly,
more or less, yes, not flat, embedded, you're going up like that into it.
And what happened to you on the deck? You thrown about?
No, not. We don't throw about. No.
It wasn't that bad, in it.
As soon as we hit the Kassoon, the bloody big Kassoons, we were getting down. Bamboo ladders.
And what were you landing onto?
We were going down, and we were taking up our positions.
Onto the Kassoon?
No, not on the Kassoon.
What were you landing on then? What did you go down the wood ladders onto?
Oh, we went down the side of the destroyer with these bamboo ladders. Down, and then you were off. We were going in the warehouse. These warehouse guns.
On the quayside?
Yeah. And then we'd open the seacock and flooded the holes and everything. So they've got it, more or less the water were tamping it
now
down.
Now, who did that?
Well, they were Navy.
So, you landed on the quayside, so what happened then? You were going for these guns on the warehouses?
We're going for these guns on top of the warehouse.
But and what happened? What do you remember from everything you remember when you landed on the quayside?
Well, we landed, then we were running. And where we were, this warehouse, and the guns were on the top. And the captain went up, and he went, and another sergeant went with him, and then another three or four lads went with their Tommy guns and things. But then the Germans more or less said bye-bye, and they're away.
What do you mean?
She didn't have, we didn't have anything with them. But
you mean they opened fire and wiped them out?
Well, some did. Another party who a fella called Roderick or something. But basically, we'd done what we had to do, was get these guns away from there. So get rid of these guns that hold us up.
But who did that? Sorry, I didn't understand.
So we fired at them, and they'd run away, as far as we knew. And then we had to carry on, because we were...
So you ran towards the guns and then opened fire on them?
Yeah.
And the Germans scarpered?
Well, they were up there. They had these ladders and that, so we were getting up there and all. So I don't know what happened. Sometimes they lobbed a grenade, you know. So many went up.
You didn't go up there?
I didn't go up there.
What did you do?
I was down on the deck, taking up position.
By the warehouse?
Yeah, taking up position, to protect those who've gone on to destroy the guns.
Now, what sort of defensive position? Just lying on the ground, or...?
Well, they were governed by where the fire were coming from. See, there were... there was a lot of ships spread about in the San Jose Basin. And they were firing, perhaps indiscriminately or what, but...
You mean German ships? Or do you mean
German,
the motor launches?
German ships. But not naval German ships. But more or less armed trawlers and things like that.